Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to be here with you. I just love that we get to share this time together every couple of weeks, and I look forward to each time, and I hope it's the same for you. And if you're brand new, thank you for tuning in for the first time. I will let you know that this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And it is an international bestseller available on Amazon. And it is beyond the book has become this movement, Love's Curriculum, this movement to remember love, remember the love that connects us all, to remember your soul's purpose, and to join together to create heaven on earth, to move the world from fear-based to love-based. So if that resonates with you, you are in the right place. I will also share that I was not always a spiritual mentor or a scribe for the High Council, which, as you may have heard in the intro, includes Jesus and the archangels and other light teachers who have come to guide us in our awakening. But I was a lawyer when I started out in my career in 1996. But actually, on that very first day of my first full-time law position, I had what I like to call a wake-up call from my soul. I was walking into the washroom of all places, and as I opened that door to walk into the women's washroom, I had this knowing hit me. It hit me in my solar plexus, in my gut. I felt it in my heart. I heard internal words that said, "Remember, there was something else you wanted to do." And I woke up to that memory. And from there, I just began to listen to that still small voice within. And although I worked as a lawyer for 3 more years, I did begin to listen to that voice, and it guided me to a spiritual and personal development exploration, to classes on intuition, to communicating with angels, to studying Reiki, to reading many Hay House books and other self-help books, and guided me through a divorce, and just basically began to declare that I would follow spirit in my life, that I would follow that soul calling, that voice within. And then on a journey of doing that and growing for the last 20 years, more recently in 2013, after finishing my counseling training and taking a class to expand and connect me with guides and angels and spiritual realm, I had another wake-up call. I remembered and connected within me to this soul assignment to scribe Love's Curriculum for the High Council. And there is a lot more detail to that part of my journey, and a lot of it is in the book, in the preface and in the appendices, if you are wanting to learn more about how I woke up to my assignment to be a scribe and to be a conduit for the High Council. So here we are now today, and as part of this movement for love, we join together every other Tuesday here on the Love's Curriculum radio show. And today we are going to dismantle, lovingly take on the ego, especially the ways in which it would stop us from fully surrendering to our light, to the divine, to living our soul's purpose. And I'm going to, time permitting, we will do the Heart of Jesus meditation. Some of you are familiar with that. It comes from Chapter 8 in Love's Curriculum. It's a favorite. We've done it a couple times on the show, but it seems appropriate here today. And then I will read from Love's Curriculum. And towards the latter half of the show, I will actually tune in and bring through the High Council live for you, letting them work with us and guide us here today. So again, welcome. I am glad that you are here. And before we dive into this topic of letting go of the ego so we can actually embrace fully our light, and we're going to be examining the ways in which it wants to stop us from doing that, I'm going to use a little trick and tool here to help put aside the ego, and that's a surrender and intention prayer. And so right here, right now, I just ask that I surrender this show, my words, our time together to the Holy Spirit, to the divine, to the highest good of each one of you, to the highest good of all, that love guide my words and our time here together. And so it is. So each time I get prepared for the radio show, the topic comes to me in very different ways. The experience is unique each time. The way in which I hear from the High Council and tune into my intuition about which topic to cover is different. And today, it was pretty free-flowing. There wasn't much except that I knew 2 days ago that this would be the topic. I kept seeing signs that this would be the topic. And then suddenly my morning got going and I realized, oh, I don't have that much time to kind of sit down and pick the chapter parts I want to read and look at some highlights we want to cover. And I thought, well, that makes sense, because today what we are looking at is when we get blocked from being just free-flowing, from being surrendered, from trusting, from letting our being serve the light, which means then we're not in control. We don't have it planned. We don't know what's next. So it makes sense that just my experience of getting ready here today was one of, yeah, let's trust. Let's really surrender. Let's go with the flow. So here we are. So is this beginning to resonate? Can you see ways in which you have an inner dialogue, an inner critic? I'm going to call it the ego that stops you when you think of fully opening and surrendering. And this opening, this surrendering could be in meditation. It could be, I'm going to say during sexual interaction. It could be in speaking in front of groups. It could be, I mean, the basic bigger picture is just when you're going to step into your light and shine. When you step into your light and shine, you're out there. You're not hiding yourself. You are in the moment. You're being present. You're vulnerable there. So there are many different ways that might show up, different situations. So just let yourself kind of think of what comes up for you there. What are places where, you know, you're asked to really just let go and be seen, be directed by spirit, to trust about an area of your life. And so we'll, again, as an overreaching kind of description, we'll call it stepping into your light and into the divine, into your heart. So usually there are certain ways that the ego will come up. It may come up with fears that you won't be safe. You're going to be judged. It might say, don't step into your light and power because you're going to misuse it. You might hurt people. It could look like, oh, aren't you so special? Who do you think you are to go out and write that book? Or who do you think you are to state your opinion about X, Y, and Z? It might say, oh, you're unworthy of actually the love that's available, or unworthy of opening to God's love. So it could be hidden in some shame and some guilt. It might say to you, well, don't open to your light because that would be arrogant. Ooh, the ego really likes that one. It doesn't want you to let go. Its very job, if we listen to those fears and those ways it might talk to us, it's saying, do not open to the light. Do not surrender. And the times it comes up, the way it sounds when it comes up, out of all those fears, the one that you seem to run into the most, or the few that you run into the most, they're going to be unique for each one of us, but not unique in the sense of special. We all have them. There is a general theme here. Nobody's ego is brand new. There's a wonderful letter or writing by Elizabeth Gilbert around this, where she says, every artist, when you step out with your work, or you even are creating your work, paintings, writings, again, when you're stepping into being you and sharing yourself and your light, that ego comes up, that inner critic. It says, well, nobody's going to want to buy your stuff. Why would anybody like this? Oh, that's not good at all. And that voice is not unique. We all get it. It comes up for all of us. There's nothing special there. And what she goes on to say, though, is what is special is what you are here to share, that light you are to shine. Now that is creative. That is unique. And that is important. And again, each one of us, too, will have our own wounding maybe around that, or the way the voice of the ego likes to stop us based on our childhood, based on past lives, based on what our parents said to us, and just how life has happened for us in general in the third dimension. Because we are come in open and flowing and ready to love. And just the nature of being in this physical body can feel like an attack on us at times. And then what happens is we decide to shut down, or it's not safe, or I'm not good enough. And then that ego, with all its fears and judgments and ways it wants to protect you, grows stronger and stronger over the years. But it is so important. What we're going to talk about today is we're going to take it on. We're going to say no. We need to stop letting it be the guide. And as I say that, think about how much do you still listen to that inner critic, to that fear-based ego, and how much does it still dictate what you decide to do? Just this morning, I was in a session with my supervising counselor. And I realized, even though I've opened and I surrender so much more, and I've done a great job over all these years of really opening and serving spirit, that there's a part of me that was still really trusting that ego. Yep, it's right. If I open, I won't be trusted. Oh, if I open, I might get hurt. It's still there. And so right now, let's just shine a big light. Just bring to mind your life, and just we'll ask spirit to shine a big light so that you can see the places where there's a part of you that still wants the ego to protect you, that still says, yep, it's my best protector, it's my best guide. Good. So just being willing to see that. And here today we're going to look at dismantling that, about taking it on and standing up to the ego with love and with forgiveness, and say, no, I'm going to choose spirit. I'm going to choose my heart as my guide. I'm going to choose Jesus as my guide. I'm going to choose the divine, my soul, Buddha, the goddess, my higher self, my belief in oneness as my guide, so that that can be expressed in the world. Because as humans, what happens, we get built to trust that ego, to listen to that ego. But then our spiritual journey, this awakening journey, is to actually put that ego aside and begin listening to our connection, to our oneness, to the divine coming through us, to begin to open, to let light come through us, to be a channel of love and light. That's the journey, or in part at least, of our awakening. And it takes courage. There is a real strong part of us since we were very little that said, yep, that ego is going to protect me. And that's what it promises. It's going to protect you from getting hurt, from feeling foolish, from making a mistake. But it's just concerned with your image. It is not serving love. It is not serving spirit. It is not allowing you to connect and be all that you can be here. And so it's time to open, learn to navigate that ego even more, to call on your higher self and to love. And luckily, we get to do that in connection with beautiful guides who are here to help us. We can ask for help. We can surrender our journey with the ego. And it's going to feel, again, takes courage. It's a leap into the unknown. We know the ego. We know how to stay in the box. It's maybe uncomfortable, but it's familiar. And so when we say, feel this fear that says, don't do it, they're going to laugh, or, oh, you're so arrogant, or you don't step into your power, it's a bad thing to do. Maybe some of you were even told, don't open to your spiritual gifts. It's the work of the devil, even. Some people were raised with that. So when you go to open to this connectedness and these gifts, that message will come up. And so to say no to that and just take a leap and say, I'm going to open anyway. It is a huge leap into the unknown. And that's where we can ask these guides. We can ask to be directed by spirit, that spirit help us leap into that unknown. And so right now, I'm going to invite you into the Heart of Jesus meditation. It's also called the meditation of knowing you are love, because it is about joining, in this case, with Jesus as our guide and with the Heart of Jesus, which really represents Christ consciousness, which represents a universal nature of being heaven on earth, of being spirit embodied, being that Christ consciousness. And it can go beyond even in the terms of Jesus or Christian. It's a universal concept of bringing in the oneness here, of living that way as a human being. So of taking on the ego and letting go of it as your guide and opening your heart and joining with that greater heart of compassion in the Heart of Jesus. And notice at the end of the, near the end of the meditation, as Jesus guides us through it, he even mentions there'll be a part as you open to joining with him that will say, well, I'm not worthy of joining with Jesus, or this could be arrogant, or it's wrong to do this somehow, all based in our socializing and being human, or lessons that were learned or taught. And so he asks us to surrender it so that we can step in into your divineness, into what you are meant to express here in the world. So I'll invite you, if you're able, to get comfortable where you are, to limit any distractions, to, if possible, to close your eyes. And I'm going to read the meditation that's in Chapter 8 of Love's Curriculum and guide you through it. And again, this is the meditation of knowing you are love, or the Heart of Jesus meditation. So here we go. Breathe in fully and completely, slowly, 3 times. This one. 2. See me, Jesus, standing in front of you, holding a heart before you in my outstretched hand. Concentrate on the heart that I hold in front of you. First, breathe it in with your eyes as they notice it. Then, feel the breath drop to your heart. Now you are breathing the heart into your heart. Soon, it moves right into your heart. Allow it to enter your heart center. It is the heart of Jesus, of Christ's mind. Notice it feels fiery now, and let it expand to fill your whole body, this fiery heart. Now, tap into the quality of love that it entails. My love for you, Jesus' love, compassionate, forgiving, accepting. See me still standing there with you, in front of you. Now, my outstretched hands are holding yours, looking into each other's eyes, breathing together. Now, let us meld into one. Notice there is a golden white light energy that is present between and around us as our form slips away and we are joined in this golden white light. Keep breathing into this experience of formless light that we share. And now, breathe me right into your heart. Let me join in you. Notice any ego voice that speaks reasons that we cannot join. Arrogance, unworthiness, heresy, and share it with me. Watch how the voice of ego loses its power as you state it and share it with me. And see, you can surrender to my request to breathe me into your heart. It is vital that you let me into your heart. It would be arrogant to refuse the love of God. And oh, how the ego wishes just that. Choose the voice for God here. Ask me and the Holy Spirit for help. Give up attachment to what it looks like. And do it for all. All right, so just gently opening your eyes, taking a deep breath, just allowing that connection, if you experience connecting with the heart of Jesus, with that light and golden light, just allow it to still be present with you here. And I love exploring the directions and tools given to us, even in that meditation, to use the breath, to ask for help in surrendering, to share what the ego says is a great way to move past it. Sharing it with your guides, or in this case, Jesus saying, state it to me, and then see how it loses its power. So a great tool to share what comes up. If you are taking a big step in your life and going to shine your light, and the doubts and the ego and the fears are coming up, talk to a trusted friend, talk to a counselor, a spiritual mentor, write them out in your journal. Share them with the angels in your journal, and notice that they automatically, as they come to the light and you just admit that they're going on, that it loses its power over you, that then that voice for God, that voice for love, just starts to rise up and become more present. Is knowing that it is always there. And that ego chatter keeps us from recognizing it, from choosing to let it fully embody us and empower us. So I'm guided right here, right now, just to let each one of you set an intention or declare that there's an area of your life, maybe a relationship, a conversation you need to have, a gift that you're opening to share, a step you need to take. Just declaring right now that you're going to dismantle the ego around it. And don't think that you have to get rid of the ego. It will always probably come up, but just to dismantle it, take away its power there, that you're going to surrender it and move past it and not let it stop you anymore. Because it's very important, so important. We are being called to really step in and surrender and be channels for love and actions of love and move past those fears that block us and stop us and create heaven on earth. So before we take a break, I'm going to read just a bit further in that chapter 8, past where Jesus shares the meditation. And here he shares the importance of why we need to surrender past those ego blocks that say we're not worthy, or we're going to be arrogant, or who do we think we are, or it's somehow wrong to open to the love and the connection. And so here's what he says. I am gathering an army of love, where each of you lets the heart of Jesus into your heart and then begins to love and live from there, from that love that is the heart of Jesus. And let it help you. Sorry, I lost my place there. So I'll go back. Let me start that again. I am gathering an army of love, where each of you lets the heart of Jesus into your heart and then begins to love and live from there, from that love that is the heart of Jesus. As each of you connects with nature or meditation or Om or whatever practice that you each use to connect to the divine and to the earth, the divinity in earth, the Holy Spirit shining in all around you. Use nature and the trees to help you tap into that, and let it help you spread this heart love, Jesus' heart, throughout your body, and then walk it in the world, being in the world but not of it, in the sense of not of the illusion and ego. See the love radiate and connect and span into the world, into each lightworker's calling and work and relationships and money and business. Each is to take the heart of Jesus inside through the meditation, then let it spread through his or her body and connect to the greater world through the practice of connecting with nature or meditation, or again, whatever practice reminds one of the love behind the illusion. Each one is to live and walk in the world, remembering the truth of love, seeing with Christ's eyes, seeing the illusion through the Holy Spirit's guidance, through the heart of Jesus, through spreading that Christ vision through the heart of Jesus. Then you are living from the higher knowing of love and shining it out into the illusion. And watch as the illusion disappears and others' hearts are ignited. So, hoping that is motivation as well to be courageous and to get serious and say with love no more to the ego as your guide, and to ask for help there, to learn to navigate it so that you can begin to walk in the world shining that light that needs to be shone here, being in your heart more and more, embodying your connection to the heart of Jesus and letting it manifest in the world. So if you need a little motivation or courage, know that you are doing it for all, and to shift the world from fear to love. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then when we get back, I'm going to read a few passages from chapter 13 in Love's Curriculum, which is titled Forgiveness and Claiming Your Place as a Prince or Princess of God, and chapter 17 from Love's Curriculum, Grace and True Humility. So I'll read a few passages from there when we get back, and we'll see you back soon. Hey there, Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell. This is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are looking at how do we keep shining and stepping into our connection and our light past the ego that would like to block us. And I'm feeling very fired up with passion that how important this is and how we have guides like Jesus helping us, the angels helping us, and how it is such time for this. And even as I'm doing this show, I am practicing this. I feel that I am tuned in. We are in the flow. And at the same time, that ego comes up every once in a while saying, are you sure? How's it going? What's going on here? And I keep surrendering, saying, trusting, asking for love again and again, just choosing love and asking for help there, turning it over to spirit. And it's a beautiful feeling. All right, so I am now going to read a few passages from chapter 13 first. Chapter 13 is called Forgiveness and Claiming Your Place as a Prince or Princess of God. And it's from Jesus and the Divine Mother. And it's really about stepping in to the fact that we are cherished children of God. We are light. And how important it is that we claim that. So here again in the voice of Jesus and Divine Mother. We wish to help you to learn how to bring this love into the world, to bring heaven to earth, which is your job and mission for God as part of His army, His team for love, and which leads all to awakening. We wish to instruct you on how to love your enemies as yourself, and how to love fully yourself and God through forgiveness and claiming your place as a prince or princess of God. See now, in our words below, how these work to bring love to yourself and the world and God. Forgiveness is a means of revealing the kingdom of heaven. It is an expression of God's love in form, and it wipes away the clouds of pain and suffering that siding with the ego voice brings. When you forgive yourself for any harm you think you may have done, for any sin that cannot have really happened, you remember your true quality and quality of all: peace, love, joy, innocence. And the list goes on. And then you may live from this state of forgiveness and remembering and choose to walk the world as the princess and princesses of God that you are. Then you bless the entire world with light as you remember and honor yourself as a prince and princess of God. And the light of this blessing spreads out across the entire world to envelop the entire world in the pure white light of heaven. The light of this blessing shines out of every pore of your body. It shines out of your feet, leading them onward, bringing light to all. It spreads open the gates of heaven that were never closed, and dissolves the ego's illusion. It seems as if the ego placed gates on heaven's door and created sacrifice as the key to opening them. But fear not, little ones. This is merely an illusion, the illusion of separation that is not the truth. In truth, the doorway to heaven is always open. It is always open, living in your mind. Let the Holy Spirit guide you to remember this heaven, the kingdom that lies forever and always within you. Become a prince and princess of this kingdom, walking the world in light and love, spreading God's messages of love and forgiveness and salvation for all. Unite with your brothers and sisters. Who are you? Unite with us guides, the angels, Jesus, the masters, all the servants of God. Let us all into your heart to awaken to the kingdom that lies within all of us, that is all of us, and where we are at home with God in peace and love and joy in salvation. Forgiveness and letting go of the ego belongs with you, with the help of the Holy Spirit guiding you, the voice for truth in your mind. Forgiveness is about seeing that all is love and that all is within you. It is about seeing your oneness with all of God's creation, all life, and knowing and claiming and reaffirming the truth that all is love, all is one, all is forgiven, including the ego. For it is equally important to forgive the ego for its mistaken belief, to forgive that part of your mind, the ego mind. Forgive it with gentleness and love. Welcome it home too. Welcome it home into the folds of God's loving embrace. It is mistaken. It is in fear. Welcome it home as you would a lost lamb. Just taking a deep breath as those words land upon your heart. And now I'll read a short passage from chapter 17. And that chapter is titled Grace and True Humility. And in that chapter, we have the voice of Archangel Gabriel and the cherub Rinaldo and Jesus. And this particular passage is the voice of Jesus. You are all little light babies in the mind of God. The cherubim and seraphim are you, and you are they. The cherubim and seraphim are the parts of mind that have awoken first and now lead all home to light and love and God. Let them lead and guide you as you journey from mind to the one mind, bringing your awareness from separate mind to awareness of the group mind, the one mind, the mind of God. It is the journey as well from awareness of your little self to the big capital self. Allow it all. Allow awareness of both little self and big self. Accept it all, for it is all in your experience for now. Be present to it all. Leave nothing behind. Allow it all to be flooded and surrounded and filled with light. And let it land within you and ground and anchor it here as heaven on earth. And so it is. There is a love so great available for all of you, a love that obliterates all sense of separateness and little self, leaving only knowing yourself as love and one and connected to all. Belonging. Let the love shatter your old identification. Let it shatter and let the ego self dissolve. Then you stand anew, still in your form, but now shining with the light of God, no longer hidden behind the mask of the ego and its roles and fear. Allow the ego to be dissolved in love and brought to love, where it may serve the holy function, God's holy function, serving in Jesus' army, God's army of love. Let yourself be born anew, awash in love, and peace and happiness shall abide in all the world, in the hearts of all. Let this be your mission, to bring love and light to all the world, beginning with yourself and each brother and sister with whom you meet both in body and in thought. Let there be peace on earth. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. All right. Taking a deep breath again, just letting those words land upon your heart. Knowing you can go back and read them again. And if you're still needing a copy of Love's Curriculum, they are available on Amazon. And now we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to tune in, let the High Council come through me for about a 10-minute little experience with them. All right. We'll see you back shortly. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's www.bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Welcome back. And if you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And this is the part of the show where I'm going to jump right in and tune into the High Council and bring them through for a guided experience here. So if you're able, this will last for about 8 minutes. So I invite you again to create a space where, if possible, you can close your eyes and fully experience this connection and time together. And if not, listen to the extent that you can, knowing the replays will come out later and also be available on as a podcast. All right. So I ask now that the High Council come through me to all of these beautiful listeners. I ask that my angels and guides help me be a clear conduit for your messages for this experience. I ask that you draw near, High Council, and we ask that this be in the highest good of each one listening, in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. Dear ones, we are, as always, grateful and filled with generous hearts. We are in gratitude of the generosity within your hearts. We are grateful for your hearts remembering their true home beyond what the third dimension has taught you, beyond what that voice of the ego would have you believe. We are excited that we can see each one of your hearts radiating and illuminating in God's love, in this truth of this love, the heart of Jesus love, that you each are meant to shine in the world. And so we thank and honor you, and we see that each of you is lighting that spark within your heart, that it is growing, and that each of you have taken a step here today, encouraged to step further past that ego, to more regularly step past the ego, and to welcome your connection with us. And so we ask you now, with eyes closed and a hand on your heart, to take a deep breath, and if you're willing, to allow us to enter into your heart, to feel our presence. You may sense it as a light. You may feel a hand on your heart. You may feel heat or tingling. Just a knowing that we are joining with you as you welcome us into your heart. So just keep breathing now in and out of your heart center, willing to join not only with the heart of Jesus here today, but with this shining light that we, the High Council, represent, which in truth is the light that you shine there on earth. so that as the High Council, we represent what is possible when God's light and love is shone upon the earth, when it is shining out of each one of you, when you are living on purpose in your hearts, allowing this light, as we said in the words of Love's curriculum, to shine out of every pore of your body, to shine out of your feet, guiding them onward, that each of you would remember the light babies that you are, your true nature as a soul, as a being of love and light. So breathe in now to that awareness, letting our words land within your heart. And now this connection you are feeling in your heart, let it begin to spread out into your arms, into your legs, into your throat. And so seeing that this connection with love and light and your true essence that you can connect with and feel in your heart as you let it spread out to every part of your body, tending that now, feeling that now, seeing that now, seeing then how it is feeding your body, it is fueling your body, it is creating life in your body, growth in your body, healing in your body, and see how it naturally shines out from you to others. So here we are showing how you fully embracing this light, letting it enter and move through you, that it naturally shines out in service of others, so that in embracing your light, you are truly serving in the truest humility, that it is incorrect what the ego says, that you should somehow not embrace the light because to do so would somehow hurt others or create arrogance, but see instead how the light creates love, how it flows naturally to others. And now see it flowing out of your hands and your feet, out of your throat, maybe gently opening your mouth, letting it shine out of your mouth, out of your third eye, out of the top of your head, radiating out naturally as you receive it, blessing the world, as we have said it shall do. Just keeping your hand on your heart as you allow this experience. Allow comfort where you need it into your heart. You may need comfort and encouragement. There may be regret or grief that comes up around not having or around having blocked this light in the past. Just let yourself be loved and comforted there. Again, let any feelings of grief or sadness or loss or unworthiness, just let them be washed in love here in this light. As we said, let it all be present in the light. Let your higher self, your connected soul self be present. Let your human self be present. Bathe it all in this love. Just taking a deep breath, letting the love fill every part of your body, your psyche, your emotions, your soul, your energy. Good. And then intending and being willing, if you're willing, letting us anchor it in your experience here. Just trusting that this experience is landing within you in new and brighter ways, that we will be even more loudly in your thoughts and mind, guiding you to hear the voice for love, guiding you to surrender the ego, guiding you to step in and share your light. We are here with you, and we love you, and we trust and believe in you, and see again that in the presence of this light, that the ego fears dissolve. And if they arise, simply let them go. Ask for our help. Ask for the cherubim and seraphim to carry them away. Just ask to continue to surrender and to know the truth the truth of shining your light here in the world. And so it is. Amen. All right. Wow. Okay. So just gently let yourself take another breath, opening into that experience. Now coming back present. Notice what you feel. Joy, excitement. Maybe you feel more solemn in your mood. And just keep bringing this love to yourself and your connection with the angels and your guides and the High Council. As you go from this show, knowing and trusting that each one of you is guided, that that voice for love lives within you, guiding you. And that is a beautiful thing. And again, if you're wanting to stay connected between radio shows, please join us in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group if you're not there. And if you're wanting to work more closely with me and the High Council, do check out the monthly circle. There's info on the website, lovescurriculum.com. And you also received a direct link there in a little short commercial break there. All right. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for declaring love. Guide your hearts and be in your life and in the world through you. You are, each of you, so important, and I love you. Until next time, take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.